Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hello, I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for hanging out with me today. Today we're talking about remembering your worth. People often send me emails wanting my perspective about personal matters. Depending on the nature of the email, I'll respond. I chose two emails to read to you today that stood out for me that I've responded to. Both writers of the emails gave me permission to share their thoughts with you, and for that, I'm thankful. Here's the first email. Dear Kim, I've been seeing a guy off and on for the past 6 years. I'm 32 years old, and he's 48. He has one 8-year-old son and a 22-year-old daughter. I don't have any children, but I want them. I know I need to let him go, but I feel like I can't. We're not a couple. He's made it very clear to me that he only wants to be friends. Okay, now don't judge me. Every now and then, he comes over and we have sex. I've never been to his house. I know what you're thinking. He's married. But he's not. He has custody of his 8-year-old son and does not like to have people over. By the way, we attend the same church. When we're at church, we walk past one another as if we're strangers. I know I deserve better, but I can't let go. Every time I stop talking to him, I eventually give in after he sends me text messages and voicemails telling me he misses me. Kim, how can I let go? Well, the way you let go is knowing your worth and remembering your worth. I often like to give my example of putting $200 into the hands of a 2-year-old. If you put $200 into the hands of a 2-year-old, he or she, they're not going to know the value of $200 at such a young age. So at the age of 2, what they'll probably do is they'll write on it, draw on it, cut it up, play with it, because they don't know the value. And whenever you share yourself with someone who does not know your worth, care about your worth, or they don't understand your worth, you will walk away feeling played with, cut up, just like that 2-year-old would do with that $200, because that person does not know your worth. And if you don't know your worth, that makes it worse. Now, let's go through this email a little bit. I think there's a million-dollar statement that's just glaring at me in this email. And this is the sentence that reads, he's made it very clear to me that he only wants to be friends. My thing is, if you already know you want something more, but you give 6 years of your life to somebody that cannot give you what you want, that boils down to you not accepting your worth or discovering your worth or remembering it, because he's made it very clear, this is not what I want. And for me, when I read that, what comes to my mind is something is better than nothing. So you said to yourself, you know what? He's not what I want. I know he doesn't want me. He doesn't want to commit to me. But my goodness, this something is better than nothing. And I'm just here to tell you, something is not always better than nothing. Because when you start allowing people to sit in your life and to play in your life who cannot give you what you want or care to give you what you want or contribute to it on a level that's healthy and positive, what that does is it makes you think less and less and less of yourself. And you it makes it difficult for you to get to the point of actually calculating how much you're worth. Because when it really gets down to it, you're not for sale. Your worth is priceless. Let's just go through this email a little bit more. When you said, "I've never been to his house," but he comes over to your house now to have sex with you, but you've never been to his, and you're saying because he has an 8-year-old son and he does not like to have people over. See, when I read this, when I hear this, only thing I hear is somebody has groomed you to think the way that they need for you to think and accept mediocrity. That's what that is, because you don't need me to tell you that you need more, you deserve more. You already know that. The other statement that stands out for me is when I read, "By the way, we attend the same church. When we're at church, we walk past one another as if we're strangers." See, this part right here, that just really, really gets me. You mean to tell me this is a person that comes to your house? This is your sanctuary, your home. Remember, your home is a place where you get to renew and feel refreshed and be the best you that you can possibly be. So you trust this person enough to come. You trust this person enough to come into your dwelling, your home. And when he sees you at church, he doesn't even speak to you. He walked past you as if you were a stranger. And you just follow suit because you're thinking, "I need to be who he has groomed me to be. He has groomed me and trained me. When we are out in public, I am not to speak to him. I shouldn't speak to him." Because when I think about that, what that boils down to, if I step outside of these rules, I may lose him. And I don't want to lose him because something is better than nothing. And I don't know if somebody else is going to come along. Well, of course, somebody can come along. Somebody amazing can come along if you get to the business of discovering your worth and remembering your worth. Because as my fellow human being and as a human being with a heartbeat, that's worth something. That's life. Your life is worth something. So on a very basic level, if you can't, I always say you got to keep 3 things in your head that makes you amazing. You got to keep 3 things in your head because that helps you to remember your worth. And that keeps people out of your life that's not supposed to be there. Because you're saying, anybody just cannot have me. I'm too amazing for that. No. And when I see here, when you say you want children, he already has an 8-year-old. And then he has a 22-year-old daughter. He's already received some of the things. He's already received a lot of what he wanted in life. He has 2 children. He's given life to 2 human beings. And you're still at the place where you're saying, "I want that." In order for you to have that, you got to open up the space in your life for you to have something amazing. And what I wonder is if you've ever had an opportunity to date an amazing human being. And I feel like if you've ever had the opportunity to date an amazing human being, anything less than amazing will not do. And you can have that. You can have somebody amazing in your space. But if you're requesting somebody amazing, you have to be amazing and feel amazing and know that you are amazing. Because here's the thing, being amazing and partnering up with amazing people leads to amazing relationships. You are amazing just from the standpoint of being a human being with a heartbeat. With that heartbeat, you have the ability to do so many things. So my perspective to you today is discover your worth and remember your worth. You can do it. I know you can. Here's the next email. Hi, Kim. It was nice meeting you the other day. You are such a positive person, and I just love your energy. I'm emailing you because you said something to me that I just cannot get out of my head. You told me twice during our conversation that I was amazing. I felt like you meant it. The problem is, I don't feel amazing, nor do I see myself that way. Kim, I have felt like an average person my whole life. I've never felt special or felt like there is something special about me. When you told me twice that I was amazing, I wanted to ask you then, why were you saying that? And what was so amazing about me? However, I was too embarrassed to ask then, so I'm being a coward and asking through email. Kim, what made you tell me I was amazing? Well, thank you, my brave heart, for having the courage to write me. That's the first thing. When you said you were being a coward, I want you to eliminate the word coward, because you were not being a coward by emailing me. You were being my brave heart. The reason why I chose this email, because I felt like I saw the same theme in the previous email of somebody not knowing their worth and going through life not knowing that their worth is priceless and feeling like an average person when they're more than average. We have to retrain ourselves to think positive. Positive thinking is huge. And when you participate in negative thinking, a lot of words that you start to have a habit of using, and it really changes your perspective. So even using the word coward, I'm being a coward. No. You're being a brave heart. So let's go through her email a little bit. She said, the problem is, I don't feel amazing, nor do I see myself that way. Well, I remember this young lady. I remember meeting her and talking with her. And I felt like she was amazing. First, she came up to me. She was very respectful, friendly. And the first thing she asked me, she said, may I give you a hug? That was amazing to me. I thought, you want to hug me? That's love. You want to show me love. And I just thought, just from that alone, that was amazing, because we do have a lot of people in this world that like to spend their time making you feel less than amazing. Not only did she use her words to make me feel amazing, she offered this very act of love, which was a hug. And that within itself was amazing to me. And the whole time she was talking to me, she was smiling. Just the behavior of smiling is amazing to me. So I'm here to tell you loud and clear today what made you amazing to me in that moment was, one, when you offered me a hug, that was love. And two, when you just smiled at me basically during our whole conversation. We probably stood there talking about 15 minutes, and I remember you vividly. And what bothers me most about this email is the line, Kim, I have felt like an average person my whole life. Oh, it is my immediate wish, starting today, going forward, that you realize that you're more than average. You are amazing. The fact that you have a heartbeat, you have all this room to do so many things. And I often like to ask people to create a timeline of their life, you know, starting when they were 1 year old, as far as back as, you know, they can remember, whether it's 4 or 5 years old, up until the age they are now. And at what point did you start feeling like you were just average? Was it 6, 7, 8? And who told you that, or what made you feel that way? And I only suggest that to show you that it's just a message and a recording that goes off in your head. And I personally believe there's three ways that we usually engage in this thinking of that we're not special, we're just average. It's either one, we're not surrounded by positive people, because positive people, they make you feel like you can and you will. Or two, we start comparing ourselves to other people. And I feel like for her, that's probably what has happened some of. She probably had some of that looking at somebody else and saying, oh, that's not me. I'm not this and I'm not that. And whenever you start comparing yourself to other people, it'll never come out right. Because as soon as you start comparing yourself to other people, the only thing it does is make you feel like you're not good enough. And you are good enough. Everybody in this world was born with something special. You know, some people were born with the gift of playing a piano. Some people were born with the gift of solving a math problem within, you know, seconds. And some people were born with the gift of being an athlete. And myself, I was born with the gift of enthusiasm. I enjoy helping people to feel upbeat and alive and enthusiastic. And that is no less than somebody who can tackle a math problem or play 5 different instruments. My gift is my gift. And what has been given to you, whether it's being born with the gift of playing an instrument, baking a cake, cleaning, it is your gift. And accept your gift. And don't allow anybody to make you feel bad about that. When you operate in excellence and try to be, not try, but be the best that you can be and be the best human being possible, that's amazing. And you don't have to compare that to anybody, because the only thing you know is that I am me and I love me. And the third reason, the third way somebody can engage in or get into the line of thinking that they're not amazing is when they don't know their worth, or they don't remember it. And I also say with her, I feel like she never really discovered her worth. So my brave heart, I say to you today, discover your worth and remember your worth, because you are amazing. Anybody who can use their words to offer inspiration, anybody who can offer a smile to another human being, that's positive. That's love. And love is amazing. You are love, my brave heart. And that makes you amazing. Well, I want to say thank you so much for listening to Amazing Relationships with Kim Wilson. It's been a blast hanging out with you today. This space is always safe. Hey, if you have a question, if you want me to read your email, only thing you have to do is email me at info@kwspeaks.com. You can find all of that information on my website. Onward, upward, and beyond. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.